Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Good morning and welcome to Breakfast Business, and thank you to Shane Beattie. It is Tuesday, the 19th of May at 6:31. Coming up on today's show, we'll be talking about a looming trade war between China and the European Union, and we'll be looking at the self-catering holiday sector and all the markets as usual. You can email us, business@newstalk.com, but first let's have a look at the main business stories. Donal O'Donovan in the Irish Independent reports that Kerry Co-op's Kerry Dairy Ireland has rebranded as Kinaila and announced €300 million capital investment to tap into trends including surging protein demands from GLP-1 users. Majority control of the Kerry Dairy business was bought by Kerry Co-op members from the Kerry Group PLC in a complex deal in December 2024. It leaves a standalone dairy business spanning agri supplies, consumer foods, and includes brands such as Dairy Gold and Cheese Strings, as well as a dairy ingredients and nutritional ingredients serving the global food industry. The new corporate identity, Kinaila, will help differentiate the business from the bigger Kerry Group, which remains a 30% shareholder. It was unveiled alongside a €300 million capital investment programme that will see 100 new jobs to be created over the next 12 to 24 months at an event in Listowel. The BBC reports that a California jury has tossed out Elon Musk's high-profile lawsuit against OpenAI and its boss Sam Altman. In a unanimous verdict, the case was thrown out because Musk filed his lawsuit after a statute of limitations to bring such claims had expired. Musk had accused Altman of breaching a non-profit contract by shifting the ChatGPT maker to a for-profit company after Musk had donated $38 million. Musk had argued Altman deceived him by accepting his charity and then reneging on OpenAI's original non-profit mission to develop AI technology for the benefit of humanity. Jurors spent 3 weeks reviewing internal correspondence and hearing testimony and arrived at a verdict after only 2 hours. Those witnesses included Musk and Altman, as well as Satya Nadella, the boss of Microsoft, who Musk had accused of helping in the scheme. Musk's claims against Microsoft were dismissed as a matter of law, given the jury's findings on the two claims against OpenAI. And Alice O'Leary in the Business Post reports that residential planning permissions in the capital now exceed 78,000 units. The Department of Housing has said figures from the department's quarterly returns, which compile data from Dublin's four local authorities, show an increase in housing commencements in recent years is continuing to move into the build phase, reflected in a notable uplift in apartment construction. The department said that Dublin's housing supply pipeline remained robust, and the report found that 24,000 apartments were under construction on active sites across the capital at the moment.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.